Welcome. My name is Gina Timberman, and you are listening to Timber People, a podcast about people who, like timber, are strong, build and create, who gather us together like fuel that feeds fire. People who support structures of our community that uplift and protect.
Bonjour. Welcome to the show. I am really happy to welcome my friend, Alain Boutillon of La Baguette Bistro, and welcome, Alain.
Well, thank you. Thank you to have me up.
We've been talking about this for a while. I know that many people in the community know you through your work as one of America's best chefs at La Baguette. You're a chef partner with your brother, Michel. And I know that you have a beautiful boucherie next door. And you have so much on the horizon and a great history. I want to talk about that. But I'm just excited to have you here with me today and for the listeners to hear about your journey with your work and food and your influence on our food culture, as well as friendships in the community.
Yes, we can see where you want to start. I mean, there's a lot to talk about. So I don't know, but I'd be happy to talk about, I mean, yes, where I'm from, born in France, and to come here is a little different. A lot of people ask me this question, and I say, I came to meet my brother.
Well, that's right. He was here before.
He was here 7 years before.
Yes.
Me.
And so he befriended some of the students. Was that the case with OU?
Correct.
Yes. And we're all fortunate. I understand that you served in the French Army before you arrived here, and that had to be an experience.
That was fun, too. It was not too long, a little bit over a year, so it was. And I was in Germany. I spent 1 year in Germany learning to be a little soldier for a little bit. And after I was sent, since I knew what I was doing, I was sent in the kitchen to serve the officer.
Now, you began your studies at the age of 14, formally, but...
Well, 15, yeah.
15? You grew up in a food... you have a heritage with your family.
The grandparents have a restaurant, and my father was a butcher and loved to cook. So I cook quite a bit with my dad, and that was some fun, a lot of sauces. French love sauces.
Right. So also, where you're from is quite different than here, obviously, but Grenoble, is that correct?
Grenoble, yeah, near Lyon. So we are an hour from Lyon. So the food area is great. A lot of big chefs been there, like a lot of them start at La Pyramide, a famous restaurant, where you have the Trois Gros, you have Paul Bocuse. I mean, all the roots start there from those, to me, I call them God of the culinary. From the 1950, 1960, they took off and did so many change, so many, Yves Turiez also. I mean, there is so many names who was big chef back then. The cuisine has changed a lot. Big change in the cuisine, big change on technique and utensil we use.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, before it was all by hand, artisanal.
Well, with your history and legacy, it's really a way of life. And I love thinking about what it must have been like as a young person, as a child, and then growing up and then learning new techniques. And of course, you know, we say as Native people that it's traditional to be innovative. And I really think that for all cultures, given the opportunities we have to learn from one another, as well as new and emerging techniques and technologies, that it's understandable that the way you create and the way that you think about your craft as a chef has evolved and has changed. I know you're doing some really cool things at La Baguette these days.
Yeah, thank you. It's fun. It's nonstop. I mean, I've been in my little square in the kitchen at La Baguette for 36 years. And a lot of people, a lot of cooks, chef, prep person, dishwasher, a lot of people came through all those years. And to teach people how to think, I mean, preparation and all of that, the spontaneous to do. What do you do with that? You give one ingredient in you, what you do with that. And like you said, to think about different country and different places, we see our cooking in our classic, in Vietnamese, in the world, you Cherokee, have some book, as always say, that's French, don't say that Cherokee. I mean, on a cookbook, I was going to bring it, and I was like, that's ours. So it's fun to see, even Italian, the border don't stop, you can see the influence.
Cultural borrowing is real.
It's funny. And I would love to see that. I love the food, the way, it's like a wave, it's going everywhere, a cloud, I mean, it's moving around.
Absolutely. You know, and how long have you and Michelle been in business with La Baguette? It's been, what, 36 years?
36, yes.
It's incredible. You know, I think of it not only as one of my favorite restaurants in the world, it's also a place for friendship, fellowship, and gathering. And I will tell you that my brother and my sister-in-law were married a couple of years ago, and we wanted to do something small and something festive and enjoyable and quality. And it was the first snow day of the year. And it was so cool to have everyone gather there in your dining area. And there wasn't a lot of traffic or business that day because of the weather. But leaving, it was really cool to see their photographs from that day, which are among some of the coolest, of the snow falling with that beautiful, was it 30-foot Eiffel Tower that you have. And so the Boutillon business is a brand. And I know that the that your shop next door, the Boucherie, is really great. And I know you have things happening inside the restaurant and outside that really bring us together.
Yes, a lot of things happening. Like you mentioned, the wine shop as well. Bring us some, because the collection we have, my nephew Daniel, with my brother, are really into that collection and doing a great job. And we have some fantastic tasting. And one wine dinner once a month to match with that. So it's a great time. And the boucherie also, we do the caviar that a lot of people don't have. That's good to have. The foie gras. We do some speciality that you don't find in a regular or grocery store. Like the ossobuco, the duck, the quail, a lot of wild things, the boudin noir, the Cajun love to eat. I mean, so we touch a lot of people also from Africa. They come to us because we do the saucisse with garlic. It's a saucisson à l'ail. It's popular in some merguez. It's a lamb sausage. I mean, a lot of products like that touch different crowd. So it's a neighborhood, yes, but it brings a lot of different culture together. And that's the beauty of it, because we don't have any tourists coming. I mean, not many tourists coming in Oklahoma. So to attract all of those people, it's really fun.
It's great word of mouth, awareness, and studying the food and quality. And I love being in there when I'm shopping also, that I can really visit with someone like one of your family members who's really knowledgeable and always makes great recommendations.
Well, good. So everybody do their job, it should be fun.
Right.
That's the dream.
Yeah. And oysters now.
We have the oyster hut. So yeah, Miss Michelle, we love to eat. And being in Oklahoma, you miss things, and it's not so easy to go to places. And so since we like company and we like food, so since the beginning, we grab more and more and more. We have vinegars, we have oil. For basket, we have some great stuff to make some little birthday basket. But all of that food, the patty, the smoked salmon, it's about eating and celebrating. Frog legs we do on special, like tonight we'll have frog legs. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have sea bass tonight. I mean, we have a different soup. So you can eat from range from, I will say, $12 to $40. I mean, so you have a range of eating for lunch or dinner.
Right.
And what you're looking for. And the deli bring a lot of supply for people who want to eat at home. That's a lot of pre-made meals.
Absolutely.
And I love doing those too. It's so much liberty to create and to have fun with it and have contact with the people. What do you want? We'll make it the next week.
Right.
I mean, tell us. We can do whatever you want. It's fun to be able to do that.
Right.
It's a good freedom.
We have so many mutual friends that we've known. You and I have been neighbors before, and we have friends, and it's a place of community and always connection. And I don't believe there's ever been a time that I've been into La Baguette and didn't run into a friend. And you host fantastic wine dinners. You mentioned the caviar. I know you've had some great caviar and champagne dinners. And the oysters have been a really great opportunity for people to gather and just be. I can't think of a better way to be with your friends than with food, too.
Yes, it goes together. Right, this is a celebration. Right.
It's our way. It's a way.
You need to share a bottle of wine or a sparkling water. We have a lot of different water as well than we have. Not as many than wine, but we have some. And just a pastry as well is it's great to have. Just sit down and have the pastry, a tea, a coffee. Cappuccino, I mean, we do a lot. The breakfast is busy too. The brunch is fabulous.
Oh, it is incredible. One of my favorites.
Only Sunday night and Monday night right now we are closed. We find more staff for the kitchen. I will be able to open on Monday night, but it's a battle to find people with who like to cook, who like to not, it's not an assemblage, it's cooking, it's learning. From the roots, knowing the basic, how to make dough, how to make sauce, that is so important.
It can be really alarming these days how many people don't know how to cook. They can grow up with that knowledge, preparation. We have so much in processed foods, especially in our country. And I know that has its own ripple effects. So the work that you're doing to help educate and to create a really meaningful experience in that way that's not only delicious, but delightful, I think is really, really cool.
Well, it's a passion. And when you do what you like, time passes. The problem in when you have the passion and the desire to do all of that, it's to not find anybody. You don't have any student. You don't have any things. But when you have it, it's fun. Even when I at home, when I'm off, and we're having people over, I want to cook. Right. My wife tell me, I don't do so much. Your day off, say, no, I enjoy it. Even on my day off, I love to cook.
Right.
At this time, I'm cooking, I'm putting together a pizza, a big pizza oven, a large pizza oven outside my house. So it will be more fun to cook out.
I can only imagine what the kitchen that you guys have looks like and that experience in that. And I know that you help others, in the past and now to organize and to create kitchens that lend to cool experiences and, designing their dishes and serving their families as well.
Yeah, that's some of the passion I have on the side. And is to make a place safe to, especially when you do a renovation or building a home. It's like, I know the designers, they will do that and even go to the people who build their own house. With their designer will be the wife and the husband will be the builder. And I will look at something and say, you messed up here, because it would be much more safer to do those steps. If you do something with cooking, step will be easier.
Right.
If you have that here instead of that, the fridge, the reach, the trash can. And if you have somebody who is handicapped or somebody who have children, it's a different setup. You need to think about the space. I mean, all of that is important. Mm-hmm. It's like a stamp and approve by Sunset
really
Cuisine.
I have another new life goal. But I know that you take that experience and your practical awareness of what it means to operate and to enjoy the kitchen experience. And I know that you've taken that in the kitchen at the restaurant to train so many of the chefs now and different staff. And I can only imagine what the awareness or presence of French cuisine looked like when you first came to Oklahoma.
Yes, that's funny. Just thinking about escargot, or many escargot we sold back then. And today we cannot keep up. I have kids that will have that. I was just talking to one of my customers yesterday. His kid will start with an escargot. Then after I have something else and an escargot on the side. A dozen of escargot for 7 years old. It's unbelievable. But we sell so much of it. It's a very classic and popular dish. And like others, I mean, it's fun.
Well, I know you don't have an unpopular dish on the menu, but it is my understanding that you do not like burgers, even though your burger is fantastic.
Burgers are fantastic. Well, we put some foie gras on it, some figs, jams, and some manchego shave on top.
Yeah. I'm so, you're making me ciabatta, so hungry right now.
Ciabatta bun, yes, and truffle fry with that. So it's a little different burgers too, except, well, we have the classic, actually the most popular one.
Yeah. I've had it. I love it.
The bacon cheeseburger is fun. But it's a lot of meat. It's 8 ounces of meat. The judge is fun too. The open face, I like this one with jalapenos and onions. Yeah. It's good.
And they're not only delicious dishes, but they're beautiful. The presentation that you provide is always fantastic.
That's important. We try to, like we're working right now on more presentation at brunch to have something a little bit more fuzzy, because it's kind of hard to do presentation with eggs, bacon, and potato. So we're switching the potato now. We're having more like a croquette potato.
Right.
And we've been doing those fried potato the whole time. We're just switching to those that are delicious. And I didn't like those fried potatoes. They were so hard. At first, we didn't even have a fryer. I didn't have ketchup or fried potato. It took me a while to accept that then.
I think I got in trouble one time for asking for ketchup a long time ago.
Sauce American, we call it, yes. Good friend Gil's Gaddis was saying that, sauce American.
Well, I know that the work that you do in the restaurant is important to you and your family, and that family is important to you and community. And I think it's really great that you have been putting a lot of thought and just really meaningful strategy behind expanding impact and influence through the work you do through community, especially working with nonprofits and the homeless community.
Yeah, we try to help. I mean, it's a lot of different kind of, we get approached weekly by different kind of nonprofits. And it's hard to say yes to one and no to other one. And a lot of it, we said we cannot do on weekend. You heard the business, and the business need us at that time. So we only can do it like Monday through Thursday. That's it. So some of those events has changed because of chef and owners, creator, manager kind of pushed that. And so that was a good things to do to avoid the weekend. But there is so many of them. But yes, there is always some of them will take your heart. It's right. Like you have a soft touch for it, yeah.
Well, in your person of passion and focusing on what really speaks to you internally and how you can make impact externally. And so I know that you have some goals in connecting the incredible work you do with aspects of our community.
I'm trying. It's my wish. I said, before I go, I want to have that done. When it's not done, it won't matter. I will be done with my wish, and that wish needs to be done.
Right. And, you know, the legacy, the heritage of, you know, working and championing, you know, French cuisine over the years for you. Do you see that translating into your daughter's lives or your, you know, other members of your family in the future? I know that your nephews and others have been involved, but how do you see that potentially manifesting with your children and other family members?
Well, I'm glad to have two of my nephews working with us. Right. One started in the kitchen, it's been maybe 6 months now, is working full time. The other one's working in a wine shop and he's blow my mind. He's so talented in that. His memories, his taste, his speech is doing great. It's really blow my mind. The other one is my daughter. One learn about food. She speaks French. I think she's the only one, you know, Michelle's kids and my kids who speak French. Sophie's only one. The other one's learning, so hopefully she will do the same. I think she's at the same level than Sophie was when she was her age, so we should be okay. And she liked to cook. Actually, we just did a little competition for a class. And we did a crème brûlée. Then I helped her and I said, let's go faster. And we did some profiterole, it's croque en bouche with a little caramel, mm-hmm. some puff. And so she had to learn and study the history of that to do a little speech and do a collage. So it was fun. So I asked her, did you win? She said, I don't know yet. She said, it doesn't matter if you win. We have fun together in the kitchen.
That's what it. That's what's important.
So, but she enjoyed cooking. To be a part of the team, we'll see. I don't want to say no. I don't want to say yes. It's for her to choose.
Right.
I'm like, I don't want to push her.
It's
a hard business. Yeah, I don't want to push her to that.
Right. It's fun to hear about how you're teaching her and the experience you're having together.
It's neat. I have a kitchen. It's fun for that. It's great. It was made to teach, actually. So at the beginning, I was doing cooking class in my house.
Right.
So it's a celebration.
I wish I would have taken some of those.
It's never too late.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So many people may not know this, but of course, when you walk into La Baguette, it's always a beautiful experience, aesthetically as well as experientially. And there's always new art around the restaurant. And the way in which you have supported artists over the years has been really cool to see.
Yeah, it was fun. We start with Michel Dat when we have a black and white photography first.
Right.
So we did all the photograph, I think, who was in Oklahoma City, did an exposition there. Then after we ran out, so we decided to do only art and stop the photography and do art. And we did. Still, we did a couple of photography between that and that time. But now it's hard, and every 8 weeks is a new artist. And we have a list of a few people coming from out of state, come to do some display. I have some of my favorite who came. We did plate too, painted plate. Susan Mears at the time, I think it was one of the artists mm-hmm. who did the fishes too. It was beautiful.
It's really great. I love going anytime, but it's always fun to see what you have on the walls as well.
How you make people talk. I like it. I don't like it. It doesn't matter if they like it or not. What is matter is the communication and opinions. They have
conversation starters. Yeah, of course. Of course. You've been so great. You and your family and you and Michelle of bringing French culture to Oklahoma. But also, I know that you have taken many, many Oklahomans to France and have designed and crafted experiences to explore, you know, food, cuisine, and culture in throughout France and beyond.
Yes, that's what Michel did. That was Michel's gig to do that. And he brought 12 couple, except during the COVID time and some other manifestation time about the French people, all of that, some political time. But he did bring, I don't know how many times, I mean, I went with him a few times, but it's fun. It's fun. People come back so happy and they talk about it the whole year.
Yeah, I can tell. And I've been, you know, really envious of people who have been over to experience. And I've been to France many times and always thought it would be great to go with your family sometime on an experience like that. And, you know, you studying French, you know, language and culture has been important to me. My tribe and other tribes have had this cultural, historic background. And it's really interesting to think that those relationships with individuals continue in different ways through our friendships and continuing to connect and to collaborate, like what you're doing with other artists and people, and to really bring people together again.
Yeah, it is neat. I was looking at that at the museum when I went.
Yes, and thank you so much.
I've had
fun being at the First Americans Museum with you, and especially with some of our friends that are in your industry, and it's been a lot of fun.
It's a lot of things to learn. I mean, you cannot go one time and get it. I've been there 5 times, and I need to go again.
Thank you.
To visit the videos, the films going on.
There's always something new to see, too.
And you can see a lot of connection with the French people.
Right, absolutely.
And so much information about, I have no idea. It was like unreal. What a rough time it was.
Yes, yeah. It's a grand scope and drama, not just of one tribe, my tribe, but if you're looking at the experience collectively, individually, of 39 tribes and what that has meant from our presence here in what is now Oklahoma, and then internationally and throughout this continent, it's incredible. It's powerful, and it's you can't get your kind of head around it in a couple of visits. So I always appreciate knowing that my friends like you go back and learn, you know, are hungry, I guess is maybe the best thing to say since we're talking about food, to learn more.
Actually, we should be a section more about food and the connection of it.
Well,
that would be something fun to have, because food is so important, and you see that on TV, any kind of show, you see food. So if you can bring that as well as a what happened with the food. I'm reading a book right now about this beginning of the food, and it's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I just came back from a trip from spring break to Arizona. It was a lot of Indian there, but it's not the same tribe. It's not the Cherokee we have more
absolutely.
Here. And the guide was telling me that. Say, in Oklahoma, you have the Cherokee. I said, yeah, we have quite a bit of Cherokee, but we have others. We have the Caddo as well, quite a bit of Caddo.
Yes.
So
we have good friends out there. You know, I went to, you and I have mutual friends, around here as well. And our friend, Chef Loretta Barrett Oden, one time in Arizona, I went to a dinner out at the Gila River reservation, and she prepared, basically like how to cook a rabbit or skin a rabbit in so many ways. And it was really cool to see those intertribal, intercultural experiences. And so we're connected to many of our friends in Arizona, and it's always great to be out there. So there's a lot to learn about Native people here and beyond.
Not neat, because think about, you were all different at one time, but you're all connected now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of it.
Right.
We should learn from that, because today, we still haven't learned that.
We'll always be on this journey.
But you guys have that done. We have that learned, and you need to share that with the world, because we need to do the same.
Right. We'll always be on our journey. And we have songs that express that, and that is real. Mm-hmm. That is real. So where do you see the work that you're doing in 5 years, or what is on the horizon for your work and community commitment, and what you see in operating La Baguette and the Boucherie?
I don't know. That's, life is a surprise. I mean, it's all about being healthy. So if we're healthy, we work longer.
Right.
I mean, and that's what they did. I mean, they were looking at people who was born in my time, doesn't want to retire, or they didn't prep for retirement, or something about saving, or it's something about health. So if you're healthy, well, you should stop. I mean, you're going to get...
Right.
I mean, you can go fishing so many times or play golf so many times. I mean, you need something else to keep you busy and going.
Right.
So I don't know. If I have my mother's genes, I will be around for a while. So I will.
I think we all want your mother's genes. Yeah. She travels internationally. It's great.
She's doing good. So hopefully we'll see. We're going to try to bring her, go get her again and bring her with us. We miss her. It's kind of hard to not be with family. And so after that, for us for La Baguette future, I don't know. Life is full of surprise, and hopefully good surprise. And I don't want to say yes to another restaurant, but I want to say yes to make the one we are better and better. And hopefully both of the nephew will stick around, and they are decided right now. I hope they won't change their mind and they will take over, maybe with my daughter, maybe without.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the future. That's what it is. And we'll see from that. I know Sophie won't be in it. I know for sure. But Audrey, we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that. And the future of us, well, we're going to try to change up a little bit, a few things at the restaurant, because that's what makes it fun, because every year we do something to it. If it's not paint on the side of the building, or We did a patio. We took it off. We did changing color.
I mean, you kind of had to at that time because we were like, what was happening in the world at that time?
But our parking is so small, so it was a situation. Now we have a few things to make it better. Maybe we'll see. But just come check it out and you'll see.
Well, in my experience, things just keep getting better and better and more enjoyable. And I know that you have a way for listeners and for friends and others to connect to a VIP list and to La Baguette to receive updates or notices about wine dinners or other information that you want to share. What is the website that would drive a listener to connect with La Baguette?
Well, we are working on our new website, so it's going to be La Baguette Bistro. You have to look.com and you'll see that. We're working on a new one to refresh it. I came up too with a new, a little, I have that in my mind forever and it's like finally taking place. It's a little, I go to people's house doing cooking demonstration or a benefit or whatever. And I go to their drawer to get spice and spice everywhere. It takes so much room. So I create a little box. And it's with our logo of the Butchon Fine Food and Wine Shop. And you have all the spice, like a Rolodex in it. And when you finish it, you come get one at a restaurant or at a distribution. Or you can get it on shop. Or you can get it mailed to you. I mean, this way you can get it by mail.
Right.
Because you get those 25, 50 ounces of dry herbs and they get bad. I mean, it's like everything.
I think I have some from like the 90s though. I don't know.
Exactly. And you will get the one from your grandmother, your grandfather, and you have it. Oh, yeah.
That's a brilliant idea.
So now you just have what you need and you have some idea for recipe and you have some demonstration. You have a, we are working right now with a website to have that QR code on it, so you can just do with your phone, and you get on the, and you get the update and your new herbs. I'm working on the coffee rubs right now. It's a little spicy coffee rubs for steak or lamb.
Oh, delicious!
I have the Herbe de Provence coming up. I have sauce finish. I finished this one. I just need to start to put it on the shelf and start to sell it. But there are small box. You can even go camping with it. So you have all the lamb, the chicken, the seafood. Wow. You even have the Bloody Mary. So all you bring is tomato juice. You put this powder in your Bloody Mary. Boom, you got
it's
your mix.
It's a great concept.
Safe.
That's fantastic.
So it's a fun little project I have for a long time and finally coming to the hand and to be on the shelf. So I'm excited about that.
Well, I'm excited to see everything that you and Michelle and your team are doing. What you have in the future. So Alain Boutillon, merci beaucoup for being on the show. Thank you so much.
De rien, mon plaisir, and it was really fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yakoki, thank you for joining us. Timber People is brought to you by the Possibilities Podcast Platform.